the Mad Men DVD review.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
A little bit sick, but not too bad.
Gosh, it just, I mean, there's huge periods of the year with the supplies, but it just seems like everyone's a little bit unwell at the moment.
It is. It's everyone.
It's very difficult. Hopefully, not all our listeners are sick. Hopefully, some of them are feeling okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
But sorry to hear that. I hope that it will make you feel better talking about a DVD.
Yes. Today we're talking about Cosmos, A Space-Time Odyssey. So that's an American science documentary TV series rather than a film today. And that was made in 2014 as a follow-up to a 1980 series, Cosmos, A Personal Voyage. So that 80s one was presented by Carl Sagan on PBS, and that's kind of like, as far as scientific documentaries go, that was huge. And so this series kind of wanted to develop some of that and bring some of the updated science about that to life. So it's presented by astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson, who, I don't know if you've seen him do anything, but he's brilliant. And when he was a young high school student, he like looked up to Sagan and looked up to this 80s series. So it's Seth MacFarlane is one of the big kind of producers of the show.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's got like a few people involved in it, as far as executive producers and kind of investors go. But then it, as far as the series, it kind of follows a similar structure to the 80s series. So it's 13 episodes as well. And there's this particular like storytelling tool that they use called the Ship of the Imagination.
Did you say the Ship of the Imagination?
Yeah.
Okay, carry on.
With a P, ship. Yeah. And so that kind of takes Neil deGrasse Tyson through these different times and explores all the science behind it. So I guess the main difference now is obviously the host, but it's got a whole lot of kind of really intense, beautifully done, computer-generated kind of graphics that are all animated alongside his narration.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's got some incredible animation in it. After watching a couple of episodes, you kind of feel very tiny in the universe, but in a good way.
That's so cool. Yeah, I've definitely watched a bit of the original series when I was a bit younger. So it would be cool to see an updated version.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome.
I mean, it starts with Obama in the first episode. It's Obama talking about the spirit of discovery. So it's like about science now, and then it goes right back to kind of the first signs of the universe.
That sounds so cool. So you said 13 episodes. How long are the episodes?
Like 45 minutes or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we do have a copy to give away, and I reckon, I mean, what a cool one to have on your DVD shelf, right?
Definitely.
Just to watch on rainy Saturday mornings after you've finished listening to my show.
Absolutely.
Oh, but then you have to listen to Jess's show, so.
Yeah, true.
When the radio isn't working.
Saturday, middle of the night.
I'm sure there are good shows on BFM then, too. But yes, so if you would like to win a copy of this, do give me a call, 309-3879. First person that gets through will win that. Thank you, Amanda. I hope that you feel better soon.
Thank you so much. See you later.
Bye. Oh, all these people having to do radio when they're unwell. This is the commitment to all you listeners out there that we have here at BFM.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.